Welcome to episode 34 of the Lost in Translation podcast with Bobby Martin. Once again, we are on the road. We are not in our WCTV studios in Wilmington, but there is a part of Wilmington that's here with us and our guest, Bentley women's basketball star, forward, center, Kylie Ducharme. Kylie, thanks for joining us.
It's great to have you, Kylie.
She's super comfortable with me saying star before her name. So Kylie, 3 year, have you been, is this your third or fourth year actually as a student at Bentley?
Third.
Your third. So you came in the right after they had lost that year to COVID.
Yes.
Okay. So 3 years, three NCAA tournaments.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Pretty exciting.
Yeah. You feel any different for the third than the first or the second?
Well, it's a little bit different. This is the first time hosting since I've been here. I think since Ella's been here too. So that's probably the biggest difference, but I think we're ready and I think we're all looking forward to it.
So I just want to take a step back and tell me about growing up in Wilmington. It's small. It's probably gotten even smaller. I mean, the high school is like under 700 kids,
yeah.
600. But what was it like growing up in a small town and why basketball?
That's a really good question. I actually just think I really liked basketball. Obviously, I have two older brothers who played everything. And I think being the youngest, I kind of wanted to do what they did. And I know they both played basketball. So I think that just got me into it. And then I just really liked it. But growing up in Wilmington, small town, obviously, it's nice. I mean, all your friends play all the same sports together. You're with the same group of people all the time. Like, I think I played with the same people from like when I first started, like pretty much all the way through high school. Like, we lost a few people to some private schools, but it's always the same people. And I think that's what makes it so special.
When did you know that you were pretty good at this? when did you start to realize that?
I don't know. probably when I started to get recruited and knowing that I could play at the next level. That was probably it when I started to get recruited.
So I sense humility, okay? You don't seem, now you look, you've scored in high school, you were 1,000 points and 1,000 rebounds, or over 1,000 points, over 1,000 rebounds.
Only one in school history, the boy or girl.
Yeah.
So the only one in school history, boy or girl, that is an incredible accomplishment. Okay, I think I got 1,000 points over. I definitely got over 1,000 points in high school, but I'm not sure if I got 1,000 rebounds. So, which tells me that you work when you're out there. I mean, getting 1,000 rebounds again is really tough. So, with as much humility as I see in you, tell me about that other side of you that makes you go and fight that much.
Yeah, I think I just love like doing the dirty work, especially since I got to college. I think like I love being the one to get the rebounds, to play defense. More so in high school, I think if you asked me, it was like all about scoring and all that. But The more I grow and stuff, the more into like defense and rebounds and like how important like getting extra possessions is and also limiting the other team to only one possession of a missed shot. So I think I find it really fun. Like I like playing defense and I like getting rebounds. Like I think that's like the best part of the game. So I just think that's what makes me work so hard is like, I truly enjoy it.
There is no player who still likes to defend and rebound. I don't believe it.
It's me.
I've been told they don't exist.
It's me, I like it. I like defense.
That is awesome.
Trust me, I was different in high school, but the more I grow, the more.
Right, yeah. Well, I mean, in high school, you want to score points, right? But when you get to college, you say, well, where do I fit in?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and it sounds like that your passion for rebounding is what makes you so special for everyone because you want those second possessions that coaches love.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we are probably not more than 20 miles away from Wilmington.
Yeah,
if that.
Awesome.
But, and Waltham, to me, growing up, Waltham was like barely a city. I was like, that's a city. But it's a city if you're from Wilmington. How different is it to just move 20 miles and be out of Wilmington where you're not sleeping every night in small town?
I wouldn't say it's that much different because I then moved right onto a college campus. So then you're right back in that like small, tight-knit community. But I haven't noticed much of a difference since being so close to home. I'm also home pretty much any chance we get. Like we just had an off day, two off days actually, and both days I spent back home. So for me, I didn't really notice much difference because obviously Waltham's a big city, but rarely do we leave campus. And like when we do, it's like to grab dinner or stuff. Like there's definitely more restaurant options in Waltham than Wilmington.
What do you do when you go back to Wilmington? That is something that I was struck by. It's like, it's like 7,000 Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
And 42 pizza shops. And then like, what do you do? You know, where do you go when you go back to Wilmington?
Oh, home.
Home.
And I, yeah. Home. My favorite coffee shop's in Burlington, True North. But
okay,
yep. Other than that, I'm pretty much home. We have my parents got us a dog 2 years ago. So any chance I get, I'm home with my dog. That's it. I don't leave home.
So how the recruiting process is very different than when I, so I'm 40, Bobby's a little older than me. We both were high level recruits, but you know, back then, I don't even know if AAU existed when you were playing.
It did.
But it was like, yeah. Even when I was in high school, it was like, for whatever sport, most sports didn't have AAU. Baseball, basketball, I don't even think lacrosse AAU existed. And like, it was all about camps. Mm-hmm. And if you were lucky enough to get on, there were like four AAU teams in mm-hmm. Massachusetts. The recruiting world has really changed. There's millions of AAU teams, like exposure camps, figuring out the right one, which one's a money grab, which one's legit. How do you go from small town, putting up very impressive numbers, but a small town that could blend into all the other small towns in the area, to playing for one of the premier Division II scholarship level teams in the country? How does that happen? How do you get noticed?
Well, I was on an AAU team, so I played for Evolution, I think, maybe from like sixth or seventh grade. I couldn't really give you an exact year on that, but just playing with them, going to tournaments. We go to all like the recruiting tournaments, like the big ones, like DC, stuff like that. But then also one of my AAU coaches actually happened to go to Bentley. Mm. So that was like helpful. And then obviously looking at like local schools and stuff like that, but just a lot of tournaments and stuff like that. I didn't really do many camps. I think I did a few camps, but mainly tournaments for me. Camps,
yeah, well, coaches don't usually go to a lot of camps anymore. I haven't seen that in a long time.
Some like schools will like host camps like themselves, mm-hmm. but like that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's more of the circuit than anything.
Yeah.
So when did you start, when did you realize that you were pretty good in AAU? What year was that? Was that your sophomore year, junior year?
Yeah, maybe my sophomore, or maybe even freshman year. I want to say my AAU team, we started going to like a lot of the bigger tournaments. I want to say either my freshman or sophomore year. I have a hard time remembering years.
All right.
They all seem to blend together.
Yeah. Just so much basketball. Yeah. Pinpoint. When was that? No, I get it.
Exactly.
I totally get it. So growing up in Wilmington, was it your parents that got you into basketball? Was it you just loving the color of the ball, or just getting the bounce of the ball, or watching everybody move? You know, because for me, I was watching Julius Erving, which is Dr. J, which is a guy that your dad played with, right? I got a chance to see him play basketball. He was Jordan before there was Jordan. And I remember my neighbors always knew where I was because I'd be bouncing the ball down the street and going to the court. What made you start playing?
I feel like I've played basketball ever since I can remember. Like, I don't really, like, remember a time where, like, I ever didn't play basketball. Like, obviously, like, the little rec leagues.
Right.
I always played in those. And then, obviously, like, having older brothers, like, I think that, like, motivated me to play the sports that they did. So I think I just always been in it. I think my dad played basketball.
Okay.
My mom did not.
So were these family fights between you and your brothers?
Yeah.
Nice.
But we didn't play. They're older than me. One of them's 25 and the other one's, I think, 24. So we have a little bit of like 4 or 5 age.
So they beat up their little sister.
So it got to a point where like we couldn't play together anymore. And then I think by the time it hit that, I mean,
only your name's up there, 1,000 points. I
think it hit a time where like we were a little too competitive to play together. And then
I think they gave up. With those names on the banner.
Yeah.
So what about Bentley specifically? Because you said you had some other offers made you decide this was where you wanted to go.
Well, obviously it's really close to home, 20 minutes roughly, but just like the feel you get on the campus, like the energy it has. I love how small of a campus it is. It's really tight-knit. Like everyone knows each other. All the athletes support each other and just it was kind of just one of those feelings when I got here that I knew I really liked the school.
So you, your first 2 years, you come here being Wilmington basketball. I wasn't running I didn't get to WCTV until March 2022, so I unfortunately didn't get to see you. Heard about you. My understanding is you were the team. No disrespect to anyone else. It was some other good place, but there's nobody else that was on your level on that team.
So, as a player, talk to me about the times where maybe you've had some doubt if this was the right choice. You've had some doubts whether you were up to the challenge. Because I think as players, we always, mm-hmm. because we always want to improve and we want it now, that we tend to try to rush the process.
Yeah.
Right. But that's why you've got your coach.
You know?
Tell me about those times that have been really difficult for you to find your way.
Yeah, I was definitely probably the most difficult freshman year, but I think that is with a lot of athletes. Like you just said, like being like a big fish in a little pond and then coming to college, it's obviously not always the transition you want. It's your first time. I know I'm not that far away, but like not living at home and not being with my family every day. And just freshman year, they always say it's like the hardest year and it's just a grind. So I think all of freshman year was kind of trying to like figure out my role, getting through classes, keeping up with everything and like just staying afloat. And I just think trusting the process and trusting myself and knowing that like, oh, like let's get through freshman, like one day at a time and just.
Who'd you do? Were there any people specifically who you counted on who were there for you besides your parents, maybe here on campus that helped you through those moments?
Oh, probably all my teammates.
That's awesome.
I think everything. I think the best part about that locker room is we're all there for each other and it's like that every day. And so just you also can't have fun, like not have fun being with your best friends every day. It's like as much as a grind it is, it's like, oh, you're here with like your best friends.
No, did any of your teammates tell you, look, get it together, you'll be fine? Or were there pats on the back and saying, oh, it's going to be okay.
More pats on the back.
More pats, okay, all right.
So you're heading into, 3 years, three NCAA tournaments.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the one that your first one that you're really playing big minutes in, starting certainly, right?
Yeah.
What just would you say about the differences this year and how are you feeling with the NCAA tournament?
I'm excited. It's nice to be able to host it. And it's just, I'm just looking forward to like the energy in here. I think we have a really great group of girls and I'm just excited. That's all I can really say. It's the best time of basketball. It's March.
It really is.
Yeah.
All that work that you've put in during the year, you get rewarded to play in March. Now it's one and done.
Yeah, it's just exciting.
You just, let's go.
Yeah.
That's right, throw the ball up.
Yeah.
So tell me about the practices now. Are the practices harder than usual or are they more mental practices or do you basically keep things the same?
Yeah, pretty much the same. I would say they're probably a little bit more mental, probably a little bit more film. Obviously, in any tens, it's like, you're kind of like back to back. In any tens, obviously we know we've played like the team that we're playing like multiple times, but going into this first round, we're playing Mercy. We haven't seen yet this year. So this will probably be like more film, a lot of mental stuff and just stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So do you look at your matchup and say, oh, she goes left the majority of the time, or, you know, she likes to pull up jumper, you know, how do I stop her from getting the ball? Do you go through those strategies in your mind?
Yeah, definitely. Well, I watched a little bit of personnel last night and then we'll watch more like team film today and probably a little bit of personnel. And then we'll go through everything on the court, like what certain people are looking for, what plays are for who and stuff like that.
So do you make it a personal battle against your opponent?
Sometimes.
Good. I love to hear it.
Sometimes it happens.
Excellent. Okay.
What's your routine going to be the night before the game?
I'm a very routine-oriented person. I'm big on routines. NCAAs is a little different. It's also spring break, but normally, so Thursday night, I think we're doing a team dinner at a restaurant in Waltham, and then after that, I normally drink like a Propel every night before games, and then like I'm in bed by probably like 10:30 and asleep. I'm very much like, I'm more of a game day girl. Like on game days, I do things the exact same way every game day. But yeah, just getting a good dinner. Normally I cook, but since it's spring break, they're gonna take us out and then watch a show and then go to sleep early.
So then take me through game day, if you're a game day routiner.
I always have to go to Starbucks before shoot around for my pregame coffee, but I don't drink it until after. And then shoot around, quick something to eat, then I do my hair.
And always then, important.
Yeah.
I've never had that problem, but okay, I get it.
And I have to do my hair. And then from there, like, I just go to the training room, but every single thing, like, from the training room to being on the court to, like, how many shots I shoot, there's all specific numbers and ways that I have to do it. And I tie my shoes at certain times.
Do your teammates tease you?
No, they let me. They know I need to.
Shame on your teammates. Oh, my goodness.
It's come to a point where it's just easier to let me do what I want to do than for them to say anything. They know it's less of a hassle.
So you drink the coffee after shoot around? You
buy yeah, I buy it before and I drink it after.
Gotcha.
I'll take like a few little sips.
So you still have a year left of hoops after this.
Yep.
Some of your teammates do not. This is it for them. Two-part question, I guess, is one, how has this being their last year impacted you and your approach to these games? Where now each of them, the seniors, they're only guaranteed the next game. That's it. They're only guaranteed the game you're about to play and nothing beyond that.
Yeah, well, you just never want to lose, so you never have to lose them. It's kind of how it is. Like, I think everything we do now is for them and to guarantee that they can keep playing. Because once we're done, sadly, they're done. So it's tough.
Do you have any idea? Have you started thinking about life after college? You've got another year.
Yeah, I should probably think about it a little bit more.
Don't go too fast. You know, enjoy the moment. I'm just curious.
No. Yeah.
So. When you're out on the court, all right, when you're all, you now and your alter ego, what's your alter ego like on the court? Because I'm sensing that this is totally different.
Yeah.
Explain to me how you get prepared to make that change.
It honestly just happens, I think, like automatically. I think I like to think I'm a little fun and loose, but I think once basketball gets started, I'm maybe a little bit more serious. But during warm-ups I'm pretty like fun, loose, I'll dance. But then as soon as the jump ball goes off, I'm pretty serious. Then you'll see me crack a few smiles, maybe a few laughs. But
so you don't smile when you're out there?
Sometimes I do. If something happens, sometimes it will create a little smile or laugh. Oftentimes when my teammates do something, that's when I'll get a smile.
Okay. All right. Nice.
But yeah, it just normally happens.
Well, Kylie, thank you so much for joining us. It was really great.
Thanks
for having
me. I know
Wilmington's following you. We'll be following you. So thanks so much for coming
on.
Good luck on Friday.
Thank you, Kylie. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
So much.